Niente, un giorno so uno che non mi voleva far entrare. Perché dice chi è lei, voglio sapere. Allora lui.
Outside the 13th century Trisulti Monastery on a mountain top 2 hours south of Rome, elderly pilgrims sit having a quiet chat.
This is one of the old reception rooms.
Inside the crumbling monastery, there's not much more going on. Despite grand plans for the imminent opening of a populist training ground run by Steve Bannon.
It was founded in 1204 by Innocent III.
Benjamin Harnwell, a 42-year-old former British parliamentary assistant and Catholic convert, is Bannon's man in Trisulti. For the past 8 years, he's lived here with 19 feral cats, a cook, and an octogenarian monk. Harnwell gives a tour of the grounds, with tree-covered mountains looming in the distance. Last year, with Bannon's money, Harnwell's ultra-conservative Institute for Human Dignity won a public tender to occupy the monastery for 19 years at an annual rent of 100,000 euros. Italy is desperate for people to keep up its historic monuments.
For tourists and pilgrims, it's absolutely apolitical.
But what worries locals and others who have held several protests over the past few months is the Institute's main activity.
There's one thing that we do, as it were, behind closed doors, which is, which we haven't started yet. Those will take place next year. But those are the educative and formation projects that we'll be doing.
Harnwell is vague about what subjects will be taught, who will teach them, and where students will come from. But he does say the core curriculum will involve a defense of Judeo-Christian traditions.
That image of the infinite, of God, inside every single person that gives us the ability to say that every single person is of infinite value.
So, capital punishment?
Look, the DHI doesn't have a view on capital punishment.
Abortion?
We're against abortion. I personally am not opposed to capital punishment.
Harnwell's main cause is opposing what he calls the European Union's, quote, militantly ideological sense of a borderless system. He fears 800 million Africans will soon be banging at Europe's door. Later, when asked for the source of his claim, he sends a link to a Pew study that shows no evidence of this claim and then downgrades his estimate to 400 million.
Steve is constantly saying that the thing you have to understand about the class of people who run the West is that they are grossly incompetent. We assume because they dress smartly and they comb their hair well that these people are somehow great statesmen.
Harnwell himself combs his hair and dresses a lot like Steve Bannon. He calls Bannon one of the great human beings walking on the face of the planet today. Bannon calls him the smartest guy in Rome. But despite the exchange of compliments, political observers such as Lorenzo Di Sio don't seem to take either man too seriously. Di Sio says Harnwell's support from the mountains of Europe's far-right parties is laughable, and he dismisses Bannon and his helpers as having virtually no influence over European politics.
There are enough far-right populist projects in Europe not to require Steve Bannon to coordinate them. So in a way, the role of Steve Bannon will not be required.
Our tour ends inside an exquisite centuries-old pharmacy where monks invented Sambuca, perhaps the most revolutionary thing to come out of here. Harnwell says he has a backlog of emails and dozens of interview requests to deal with. Nothing to do with him, he adds, but because he's attached to what he calls the man of the moment.
Before, I could even attract the attention of the local press, basically.
Now, though.
And then the international press, will come to hang on my every word. It's great.
The far right in Europe, though, seems it could not care less. Megan Williams, DW Radio, Colle Pardo.